This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a momentous victory for indigenous tribes and environmentalists, the nation's largest ever dam removal project was completed in 2024. The last of the four dams in the Klamath River along the California-Oregon border was demolished August 28th. The milestone followed a two-decades-long campaign to save the Klamath River after an estimated 70,000 salmon perished due to toxic algae in 2002. Aside from driving the species to near extinction, the fish kill also prevented local native tribes from engaging in core parts of their culture and fishing traditions. With the dam removal project, the river can now flow freely again, reopening almost 400 miles of salmon spawning and fish nursery habitat. Yellowstone National Park's famed one-eyed wolf 907F has died after a fight with a rival wolf pack. After living three times as long as the average wolf, Yellowstone National Park's famed wolf 907F died Christmas Day. She succumbed to injuries she suffered in a fight with other wolves a few days earlier. Wolf 907F was almost 12 years old, a lifespan nearly unheard of for a wild wolf. Fighting with other wolves is one of the most common causes of death for wolves in Yellowstone National Park. Wolf 907F was the alpha female of the Junction Butte Pack. She and other members of her pack fought with the Rescue Crick Pack on December 22nd. Wildlife researcher Taylor Rabe said, "It's sad, but specifically for all of us on the project, we always like to see a wolf die naturally rather than at the hands of a human." Rabe is a biological science technician with the Yellowstone Wolf, Cougar, and Elk Project. Wolf 907F was outfitted with a radio collar, and Rabe studied and tracked her movements for several years. On Sunday, December 22nd, Wolf 907F and some of her pups were feeding on a bison carcass in the Little America area of Yellowstone, west of Slough Creek. They were on the north side of the Yellowstone River. The Rescue Creek pack normally stays on the south side of the river, but for some reason that day, they crossed the river and got into a fight with the Junction Butte wolves. Wolf 907F survived the battle, but her wounds eventually killed her. On Thursday morning, the day after Christmas, Wolf 907F's radio collar was signaling mortality. The collars give off that signal if a wolf has not moved for 12 hours or more. Wolf 907F died sometime Wednesday, Christmas Day. As well as being long-lived, Wolf 907F charmed researchers with other characteristics. For instance, Wolf 907F had a unique voice. She had a very low-pitched howl, a flat howl, like a monotone. Rabe said that 907F was a remarkably calm and even-tempered wolf. Rabe said, "I think that was one of the things I loved about her. Even though she was a leader, she was nonchalant." A viral video circulating on social media before Christmas showed a man in a cowboy hat next to his pickup on a road in North Bozeman. The man was cruelly and severely beating a dog. The video was captured on a security doorbell video and gained momentum on social media platforms in days, encouraging people to try to identify the man or the pickup truck. After pressure mounted via social media, the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office on Monday, December 23rd, received a call from a man reporting that he was the person seen in the video that showed him severely beating the dog. A sheriff's deputy went to the man's residence and spoke with him. The dog was observed to be healthy, and a check into the animal's veterinary records revealed no prior signs of abuse. From the evidence on the video, the man was cited for cruelty to animals. No further details were released by the sheriff's department, and the man has not been identified by name. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.